make decisions in this area?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm sure that they are.
What are you aware of?
That they do it, they don't. As far as I know, that they eat in the soup all between the others.
I want to welcome everybody here to our Shir for Tikkun Leil HaShanah Rabbah. It's a great pleasure, as always, and we look forward to this evening with anticipation to be able to host and hear Rabbi J.J. Schachter. What can I add to what you already know? You know that Rabbi Schachter is a great Talmud Chacham, has given Klal Yisrael the Svarim of Yaakov Emden, the Moro Ktsiya. You hear, because you know that he is a wonderful Magid Shir, a teacher, and you know from his writings that he is a historian who one can trust for his accuracy and tremendous research. We know that he's a wonderful grandfather, because we see him interacting with his grandchildren. So what I can add is that I have had the opportunity to watch Rabbi Schachter nurture Rabbanim. That one of the much look forward to events that young Rabbanim have all across America is to be invited to spend 3 days with Rabbi Schachter. There are various groups who do this over the course of the year, and during those 3 days, Rabbi Schachter teaches almost nonstop and provides not only materials and insights and teaching, but far more important than that, provides a nurturing with great concern and great interest in the careers of these younger Rabbanim, and some well-established Rabbanim as well. I know that when the young men will come to me in the yeshiva and they want to discuss issues about their career and decisions they have to make, so I would say at yeshiva we have Rabbi Schachter, and he has his pulse on the American community inside and out, and he will be very, very concerned and attentive to your career. So that's one of the great addresses and great sources that we have. So it's again with great pleasure, and it's a great COVID for us to be able to once again host and hear Rabbi Schachter.
Brishas Mar Dasra, Rabbi Neuberger, thank you. Thank you very much for the very kind introduction. It is, in fact, for me already a number of years that I have the pleasure and the privilege of spending Leil HaShanah Rabbah with you, I think with one exception, the last number of years since I'm here in town. And in particular, the honor, thank you, is to stand in this this Makom Torah here that continues to be graced with such exceptional distinction by your Mar Da'asra. We have in our community tremendous Akar Satov to Rabbi Neuberger for what he does for us in our community. We in the yeshiva have tremendous Akar Satov for what he does for us in the yeshiva. And he mentioned about my status as grandfather, so as a grandfather, we have tremendous hakaras hatov for what he does for our family. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Neuberger, should give you many years to have a clean shul, and the cleanliness of the time of the year that we now enter into, that's Kadosh V'Tohar, the Kedusha and the Tahara should be foremost in your own life, in your family life, and the life of your kehillah. You also want to thank Brian Gopin. Is Brian here? I want to thank Brian Gopin for the invitation this year. It was a special, especially precious and delicious for me to accept Dafka Brian's invitation, because I know Brian since he was probably 1 year old or 2 years old, and to see, Baruch Hashem, you emerging and developing as a community leader and somebody who's responsible for Avodas Torah is extremely heartwarming and very precious. And you should be Zocha, Brian, for your own learning and the Talmud Torah and the Yerushalayim of your family, and many, many years in good health. Finally, I want to thank Tivya and Yossi Rubin for sponsoring tonight's shiur in honor of their children, Malki, Miriam, and Binyamin. So the subject for our conversation tonight on this Leil Hoshana Rabbah is the rabbinic principle of Kol Psukei Delo Paskei Moshe Anan Lo Paskinan. We're now finishing the cycle of Torah readings. We are beginning the cycle of Torah readings. We are completing the biblical text. We are restarting the biblical text. And what I want to focus on is one aspect of the integrity of this biblical text, and that is the principle of making sure that we retain the integrity of each of the psukim that we have in the Torah, and we don't violate that by truncating psukim and by reciting psukim partially. I want to have first three sources of introduction. I want to go into a number of examples where it's quite clear that we actually violate this principle, and then try to justify a couple of them and leave the rest for you, Tzarechien, Ve'idach Perusha Hizil Gemor. So if you look on page 1, we start off in Parshas Pinchas with the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh. And what I want to point out at this point by way of introduction is that you notice how the Parshios here are divided. Each of the Parshios are divided into Psukim. The first, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor tzaves b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, has 8 Psukim. You see it goes from Aleph through Ches. Then the second Parsha, by Parsha I mean that there's a break in the Torah text, there's a break in the printed edition of the Chumash. We have Uv'yom HaShabbos, which has 2 Psukim. And then the next Parsha, the final, beginning with Pasuk Yud Aleph v'Rashi Chadichem, has 5 Psukim. So the issue that we're going to address is, how are we going to break up the Kriyas HaTorah for Rosh Chodesh? And we'll see in a minute what the issue is. But meanwhile, just to register that there are 3 separate sections that constitute the Kriyas HaTorah for Rosh Chodesh. Section number 1, 8 Psukim. Section number 2, 2 Psukim. Section number 3, 5 Psukim. On page 2, I want to introduce you to Parshas Bereishis, which is very much Me'inyana Diyoma, coming up this coming week, and to note the fact that the first Parsha of Parshas Bereishis, the first section, has 5 Psukim. The second section has 3 Psukim. We'll see in a moment why that's relevant, but it's important for us to see it in the text of the Torah. First, we start with 5 Psukim, the Parsha of Bereishis Bara, until Vayera Vayvoker Yom Echad, and then Vayomer Elokim until Vayera Vayvoker Yom Sheni, that has 3 Psukim. The last introductory biblical text that I'd like you to look at is the Pasuk at the end of the 6th day of creation, the end of the long parasha beginning Vayomer Elokim Totzei Oretz Nefesh Chaya Lamino, all the way at the end in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Perek Aleph in Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis. The last pasuk is Vayara Lokim Eskol Asher Asa Vihine Tov Ma'od Vayihi Erev Vayihi Voker Yom Hashishi. That ends pasuk Lamed Aleph. Perek Beis pasuk Aleph. New Perek, new Parsha, new section begins Vayichulu Hashamayim V'Haaretz V'Chol Tzevah. So these are the 2 introductory sections of the Torah that I want to look at. Now I want to look at a Gemara in Maseches Megillah, in the beginning of the 3rd Perek in Maseches Megillah on page 3, where the Gemara here posits the principle that is our focus, namely, Kol Psukei Delo Paskei Moshe Anan Lo Paskinan Lei. So let's learn through the Shtikel Gemara at the beginning of the 3rd Perek in Maseches Megillah. The Gemara here is going on the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph in Maseches Megillah outlines the various numbers of kruim that we have for the Kriyas HaTorah on various occasions. And so the Mishnah says, for example, that on Mondays and Thursdays of a regular week, and on Shabbos Mincha of a regular Shabbos, we call up three olim to the Torah. On Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, we're now in the middle of Chol HaMoed, and Rosh Chodesh, we call four kruim to the Torah. Yom Tov, we have five kruim to the Torah. Yom Kippur, we have six kruim to the Torah. And Shabbos, we have seven kruim to the Torah. So the Mishnah outlines the number of kruim that we call on each of these occasions. Now, on the section of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that on Rosh Chodesh we call four olim to the Torah, the Gemara now tries to understand exactly how that plays itself out. So we're now at the top of page 3, four lines from the bottom of the first entry. Megillah Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, at the beginning of the line, the quote from the Mishnah is, "Barashei Chodoshim u'b'cholo shemoed korin arba." By mine ula barav me rava. Ula tzigizund. Ula barav asks Rava a question. Parshas Rosh Chodesh keitzad korenosa. How does it play itself out that we have four kruim in this section of the three parshias that we read on Rosh Chodesh? How does that work out? We begin with Seves b'nei Yisroel v'yamarto lehem es korbani lachmi dahavyin t'manya p'suke. So you remember on page 1, the first of the sections that we read for the Kriyas HaTorah and Rosh Chodesh has 8 p'sukim. So how are we going to divide the 8 p'sukim? Hechi navid, how is this going to work? Nikri trei plasa plase p'suke. Are we going to say that the first ole reads 3 p'sukim? The second ole reads 3 p'sukim. So now, after the second ola finished, we have 2 psukim left until the end of the section. Poshu lehu trei. And that's a problem, because the principle is, vein mishairin beparsha pochas mishlosha psukim. That when an ola finishes, the ola can never finish, and we'll see shortly why, can never finish in a spot where there are only 2 psukim or 1 pasuk left for the end of that parsha. So that's not acceptable. You can't have 3-3 because Ibigablibn 2 is a problem. So what are you going to say? Nikre arba'a. Okay, so I don't have a problem. I could read 4-4. The principle you understand is that every ola has to read at least 3 psukim. That's an assumed principle, and it's actually clarified here in the Mishnah. Each ola has to read 3 psukim. So you're going to have 3 psukim. It's a problem because you have 2 left. So you can solve it very easily. The first ola reads 4. Second ola reads 4. Everything is fine. I took care of the minimum of 3. I'm not now locked into being stuck by finishing before a parsha. I finish at the end of the parsha. However, that raises another problem because I have 2 more to go, and how am I going to divide the next 2? Are you going to say Nikre Arba Arba? Is Pasha Luhu Shiva. Now I have 7 psukim left for the next 2 parshas. Because Ubiyayma Shabbos Havin Trei, we saw that the next section in the Torah has 2 psukim, and Ubarashe Chachevchen Have Chamisha, and the one after that is 5. So if I took care of the first 2, 4 and 4, now I have 2 more to go, I have 2 and I have 5. Hechinevan, says the Gemara, how am I going to do it now? Nikre Trei Me Ha. V'chad mehanach, are you going to say that Ola number 3 will read both psukim from Ubiyom HaShabbos and 1 pasuk from Uberashe Chatshechem? Ein maschilim beparsha pachas mishlosha psukim. You can't start a parsha less than 3 psukim. In other words, you can't stop within 3 psukim from the beginning of a parsha. So that's not an option. Likri trei meho tlosa mehach. So what are you going to say? So the Ola number 3 is going to read 2 from Ubiyom HaShabbos and 3 from Uberashe Chatshechem. So it's okay, I finished after 3 psukim from the beginning. That's also a problem. Why? Because Pasha Lehutre, I only have 2 psukim left for Ola number 4, and I can't stop within 2 psukim of a parsha. So Vume Gitza Chadre, the Gemara says, we've got a problem to figure out how we're going to get four Olim into these three Parshiyos of Rosh Chodesh while maintaining the rules and the principles that each Ola has to have three. You can't stop within three. You can't start within three. How are we going to work this out? That was the question. Boy mine ula barav me rav. So Rav answered, Amalo, Zulo shamati. I never really heard a way how to resolve the Rosh Chodesh issue, but I heard of a way how to resolve a similar problem. Kayotze bo shamati, I learned a similar way, and maybe we could apply the way that issue was resolved to the way this issue was resolved. Disnan, because we learned as follows. Bayomar Rishon Bereshis Vayihi Rokia. So Rashi explains, we're talking here about the Ma'amados and Maseches Tainis. So we know that the 24 families of Kohanim who rotated on a weekly basis to do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, well, there were also 24 Ma'amados of Yisrael. And they also took turns rotating on a weekly basis, 24 groups, and they were divided in two. Some of them went to Yerushalayim to represent Klal Yisrael in the Korbanos Tzibur. They were sort of the Bailim Oymed Al Gabav. They represented us, all of Klal Yisrael, in the Beis HaMikdash. And the others stayed home. They did not go to Yerushalayim, but they had a separate and special tekes in their own hometowns. And the tekes consisted of reading from the first parsha of Bereshis every single day. So on the first day, Bayom HaRishon, they read Bereshis, and they read Vayihi Rokia. Just to remind you at the top of page 2, Bereshis has 5 psukim, and Yehi Rokia has 3 psukim. If you're going to have 5 psukim and 3 psukim, and you're going to have a Kriyas HaTorah of 3 Olim, so again, we have a problem of how is it going to work out. So Rav says to Ula Barav, I didn't hear this issue in the context of Rosh Chodesh, but I did hear this issue addressed in the context of the Kriyas HaTorah for the Moados. Because on Sunday, they read Bereshis V'Yirakia, V'tanei Allah, continue the Gemara, Chof Bezim et Aleph, Bereshis B'Shnayim, Yehi Rakia B'Echad. They had 2 Olim for Bereshis. You remember Bereshis is 5 Psukim, and Yehi Rakia, which is 3 Psukim, not a problem at all. They had 1 Olim. The Havinan Bo, and this is what we wonder. This is the question. Bishlema Yehi Rakia Be'echad, Yehi Rakia, the second parsha, we could have 1 Ole read it, not a problem. Ditlas Psukah Have, Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk Ches, Perek Aleph of Bereshis is Yehi Rakia. It's not a problem at all. Ela Bereshis Bishnayim, but what are you going to say that Bereshis? You have 2 Olim read Bereshis. How could that be? Chamisha Psukeh Have. As we saw, it's only 5 Psukim. The Tanya, Hakore Betorah, Lo Yifchos Mishlosha Psukim. Each Ola has to have 3 Psukim. How can you squeeze out 3 times 2 when you only have an aggregate number of 5? V'itmar Allah, there was a machlaikis how to do this. Rav Omar Doleg, Ushmuel Omar Posek. Rav said Doleg. What is Doleg? Look at Rashi, the end of the third line. Beginning of the fourth line, Hasheni Choser Umaschil Posek Shenigbar Boshelafonov. So the first Ola reads Psukim 1, 2, 3. The second Ola reads Psukim 3, 4, 5. The third Ola reads Psukim 6, 7, and 8. That's what Rav says. Doesn't that violate the rule? No. To the Gemara. Mamish Gemara there. It was the last round of Daf Yomi that licked Nachin Kav. Ushmuel Omer Posek. And Shmuel says, that's not an option. Shmuel says Posek. What is Posek? Harishon Rashi. Harishon Kori Chetze HaPosek HaShlishi Uposko. According to Rav, Ola number 1 reads 2.5 psukim, 2 plus the first half of number 3. Ola number 2 reads the second half of pasuk number 3 and 4 and 5. The third Ola reads 6, 7, and 8. Rav Omar Doleg, My time Eleyamar Posek. Rav, who says that number two repeats the last of the psukim that number one read, why doesn't he say that you should break it in the middle? Rav says, can't do that. It's not an option. Kosovar, and here comes the basic makor for our principle. Kol psukah de lo paske moshe, anan lo paskinan le. You can't read a half a pasuk. You cannot violate the integrity of the pasuk. When you're doing a kriya, you have to read the whole pasuk. You can't stop in the middle. This one is only going to read a half, and Yen is only going to read a half. You can't do that. So therefore, what do you have to do? You have to repeat number three. And Shmuel says, Ushmuel Amar Paskina Le. And Shmuel says, you could break it. How can Shmuel? And Shmuel says, you break it. Ushmuel Amar Paskina Le. The Amar Rab Chanina Kora. Rab Chanina, who was a Melamedardiki, he used to teach Tinerkishel Beis Rabban. He said, Tsar Godl Hoyoli, it's a Rabbi Chanina HaGodol. He had a conversation with Rabbi Chanina HaGodol and gave him a hard time. V'lo hitir li lifsok ela li tinokos shel beis rabban hoel uli hislamed asuya. That you're not allowed to be posek. How can he say that you could be posek if Rabbi Chanina said that it's only under very dire circumstances that you could break up a pasuk? Only for tinokos shel beis rabban, because you want to teach them, but otherwise you're not allowed to. And for the Gemara, hasam time am I mishum delay efshar, hachanami delay efshar. Because there's no choice, and Shmuel held, just like by when you teach young children, there is no choice, so you're allowed to break up the pasuk. So here too, there's no other way around it, but you have to break up the pasuk, there is no choice. Why is that so? Why doesn't he follow Rav's opinion? Because of the principle, if you're going to read three psukim and the next one, and then you're going to repeat, so if somebody walks out, somebody had enough, right? There was one ola. He read three psukim. I'm out of here. Shanginik. That's it. What does he think? What's left in the parsha? A two psukim. He thinks the guy who's walking out thinks that the next one is only going to read two psukim. So that's a mistake. We don't want to lead on that error. Somebody walks in late after the first ole, and the second one reads 3, 4, and 5, is going to think that the first one only read 1 and 2. So therefore, you can't gzer mishum achnasim mishum ayitzim. Repeating pasuk number three is not an option because we're worried about yena oisvarf, who's going to show up late or pack out early. So therefore, we don't be geirim echshash that they're going to misunderstand how the Kriya Satorah unfolds. So memela, I'm stuck. I don't have a choice. If I don't have a choice, it's the same heter that Rabbi Chanina HaGadol gave for Tinoke Shel Beis Rabban, so we're paisa. I'll call upon him. We only have a heter by a Tzorech Gadol. Otherwise, there is no heter. Kol Psukah D'Lei Paskei Moshe Anan Le Paskinan, and in fact that's how we paskin. We paskin that we repeat, and when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, that's how we repeat, and when it comes to the Ma'amados, they repeat. What we do for Rosh Chodesh, the answer was, I don't know how it is in Rosh Chodesh, but I'll tell you how it is by the Ma'amados. And the same Achleikas he wanted to apply, but we paskin that we repeat. Because Kol Psukah D'Lei Paskei Moshe Anan Le Paskinan. So I want to raise about 12 examples where this is violated, and I want to deal with a few of them, the ones that are, I think, more common to us, to see if there's a way how to ratava the Minig Yisrael to violate the principle of Kol Psukah D'Lei Paskei Moshe. So the first one is on Kiddush on Friday night. Number one is Friday night Kiddush. How do we start the Kiddush on Friday night? So I dafka went out of my way earlier to show you how the last pasuk in Perek Aleph and Bereishis reads, "Vayaru lekim eskol asher asa," at the bottom of page 2, "Vehine tov ma'od vayihi er vayivoker yom hashishi," and then the next pasuk begins, "Vayichu lo shamayim." So there is a minig Yisrael to either say yom hashishi vayichu lo shamayim, or to say vayihi erev vayihi voker yom hashishi vayichu lo shamayim. We just violated the principle because Yom HaShishi is in the middle of a pasuk, and Vayera Vayverka Yom HaShishi is in the middle of a pasuk, and we're now just shattered the principle of Kol Psuka de Loi Paske Moshe Anan Loi Paskina. The second example is Shabbos morning Kiddush. Mitzvah Chanetzig you get them with Friday night, now Shabbos morning. How do you start Kiddush on Shabbos morning? So basically, Kiddush on Shabbos morning, we know it's called Kiddusha Rabbah. Basically, it's Bar Pri Agafen. The whole Kiddush of Shabbos morning is called Bar Pri Agafen. It's called Kiddusha Rabbah, basically, Miloshin Saginar, because it's really not such a Kiddusha Rabbah. Remember the story? I think a Ravashi went to Mechuzah, they were mechabed him to make Kiddush, he didn't know what to do. He figured out, for sure he has to make the bracha of Bar Pri Agafen. He made the bracha of Bar Pri Agafen. He saw an Alti Yid bend down to drink. He said, oh, that's it, we're fine, it's the bracha of Bar Pri Agafen. But we don't just, Minig Yisrael, not just to start the Kiddush Shabbos morning just to say Bar Pri Agafen. So we have a minig, many, Al Kein Beirach, we start with Al Kein Beirach. Al Kein Beirach, Hashem, Hashem, Shabbos Ve'ekadsheu, Savri, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Bar Pri Agafen. Turns out that in Parshas Yisro, at the bottom of page 3, Al Kein Beirach is in the middle of a pasuk. The pasuk reads, it's pasuk Yud Aleph in Perek Chaf in Parshas Yisro, in the Parsha of the Aseres Adibros, Kisheshes Yamim Asa Hashem Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz, Es Hayom Ves Kol Hashabam Vayonach Biyom Hashvii, Al Kein Beirach Hashem, Es Yayim Hashabas Ve'ekatsheus, Al Kein Beirach is in the middle of a pasuk. How can I start Al Kein Beirach if I violate the principle of Kol Psukei de Le'paske Moshe and Anan Le'paskina? Number 3 at the top of page 4. Hagba. Hagba Satorah. Vizo Satorah Asher Sa Moshe Lefnei B'nei Yisrael. Al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe. Top of page 4. Turns out these are two different psukim, and turns out that the second one is a piece of a pasuk. So the pasuk Vizos HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe Lefnei B'nei Yisrael is an integral pasuk in Dvarim Parshas Vaaschanan Perek Dalid Pasuk Mem Dalid. But it turns out Al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe is a piece of a pasuk. It's in Bamidbar Perek Tes in Parshas Baal Oscha Pasuk Chav Gimel Al Pi Hashem Yachnu. Val pi Hashem yiso es mishmeres Hashem shamaru, al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. The gitzah chazak mitten derinin. The zos haTorah asher sam Moshe lefnei bnei Yisrael. Very nice. It's a pasuk. I'm okay. And then mevayf darain al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. Al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. You should. There's old man shul didn't. What do you mean al pi Hashem biyad Moshe? And it's a shem Hashem, and it's in the middle of a pasuk. How can we do this? It violates the principle. Hachnosas Sefer Torah. We just finished Hagba, Galila. Now we're on the way back in. Yahalulu Hashem Hashem Kiniskov Shemo Levado. That's what the Shliach Tzibur says. And everybody chimes in. Haydai Alaretz V'Shamayim. I didn't say, as a member of the Tzibur, Yahalulu Hashem Hashem Kiniskov Shemo Levado. I left that for the illustrious Shliach Tzibur. I'm sitting in the pews. I chime in. Haydai Alaretz V'Shamayim. What are you talking about? It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Perakuf Mem Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel, Yahalulu Hashem Hashem Ki Niskav Shemay Levadoi, Hoidoi Al Eretz Yishamayim. That's a pasuk. Vayarim Karen La'amo, Tehillo Lachol Chasidov, Levnei Yisrael Am Karay V'Halu. Very nice. Very nice. But for me to chime in, Hoidoi Al Eretz Yishamayim, it's a mitten derinim. How can I do that? I'm not saying the whole pasuk. I should say, if I'm going to do it right, L'chaira, I should say Yahalulu together with the Chazan. Then I'm saying the whole pasuk. What about the Chazan? Does the Chazan also say Hoidai Al Eretz Yishamayim? Or he's already trying to figure out he shouldn't trip with the Sefer Torah on the way back into the Aron. Next, page 5, Yud Gimel Midos. Baruch Hashem, we said Yud Gimel Midos during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yud Gimel Midos with Slichas, Yud Gimel Midos, and we stop right in Mittendarin, and we stop the Yud Gimel Midos. Yud Gimel Midos, Venake, and finished. Venake, and I'm done. What do you mean, Venake, and you're done? It's a Beferish Pasuk. Your mamish, you're hanging right in the middle. Pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa, V'yavar Hashem al panav v'yikra. By the way, that's also, you say v'yavar Hashem al panav v'yikra, and then you stop, and there's a hefzik, or you say it together, v'yavar Hashem al panav v'yikra, and then you say the rest of the pasuk all together. Hashem Hashem kel racham v'chanun erachapayim rev chesed emes. Very nice, that's a pasuk. Next pasuk, netzach chesed lo alofim. Nosei oven v'afesha v'chata'a v'nakeh lo yinakeh. Not only in the middle of a pasuk, I'm in the middle of a phrase. I stop by v'nake. I don't want to say lo yinake. Say v'nake. Well, how can I do that? How can I stop mitten the rinin? It's a beferish pasuk. I thought that we have a principle of kol psukah de le paska moshe and not le paskina. Number six in psukah de zimra. So we say vayavarech David, and then we end umatzasas levava nem lefanecha, and the shliach tziva los sachais. And we're all hanging around waiting for the Shliach Tzibah to say, it's one pasuk. Why are we stopping in the middle of a pasuk? We're taking a break? We're waiting for the Shliach Tzibah? We're mitten derinin. It's all one pasuk. What right do we have to break? Number seven. Shabbos morning. The Birchas Kriya Shema of Shabbos morning. We just ungezungen a beautiful Kel Adon, and we're all excited about the Kel Adon. It's a beautiful tune. And then, Lokel Asher Shavas Mikol HaMasim, and we express our praise and gratitude to the Ribbono Shel Olam who created and rested from all of his creation. He ascends on the seventh day, and he sits on the Kisei HaKavod, Tiferes Ato, L'Yom HaMenucha, he wraps up with splendor, he wraps up Yom HaMenucha, Oineg, Kara L'Yom HaShabbos, he calls Yom HaShabbos Oineg, Zeh Shir Shevach, Zeh Shir Shel Yom HaShvi'i, this is the praise of the seventh day, Shabbos Shavas, Kel Mikol Melachtoi, V'Yom HaShvi'i Mishabeach V'Omer, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Tov L'Hodes L'Hashem, excuse me. Right below, Tzadi Bey is Pasuk Aleph and Tehillim. Mizmer Shili Yom HaShabbos. Very nice, it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk is Tov Leidus Lashem. Ulezamer Lashimcha Elyon. What are you doing stopping in Tov Leidus Lashem? And again, I'm saying Hashem's name, and I'm prematurely stopping. What right do I have to do that? Mizmer Shili Yom HaShabbos Feshteich, it's a pasuk, very nice. But Tov Lahodes Lashem Ulezamer Lashimcha Elyon is the integral pasuk. What right do I have? What right did the Mitzaknei Shachris on Shabbos have to stop in the middle of a pasuk? Number eight, Hallel. Mahal Tzachon Mitten Hallel. Turns out that Ana Hashem Ashiyano, Ana Hashem Atzlichano is one pasuk. Pasuk Perekuf Yud Ches. Pasuk Chavdal, Pasuk Chavhei, Ana Hashem Hashiyano, three lines from the bottom, top left, page six, hold it sideways. Ana Hashem Hashiyano, Ana Mashalichan. So, but we, Mezink Tzachinter, Emina Nuitzich, and we're all, you know, we stop and we wait, and then the Chazan, we say, and the Nachama, Libig Chazan. What's going on here? It's one Pasuk. It's one Pasuk. You have to treat it integrally as one Pasuk. It violates the principle. Number nine, Kedusha. Every time we say Kedusha, the Kara Zel Zevi Omar, Yeshaya Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Melocha Laretz Kvodo. It's one Pasuk. We don't treat it as one Pasuk. Shliach Tziba says, the Kara Zel Zevi Omar, and we chime in, Kadosh, Kadosh, what are you doing? What are you doing? The Kara, Zel, Zevi, Yama, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It's all one pasuk. Number nine. We just finished the Avodah on Yom Kippur. We just finished the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Musaf on Yom Kippur. Three times. Ibi Gechazer, we review what went on in the Beis HaMikdash, how the Kohen Gadol asked for Chatu Avu Pashu, first for himself, Chatosi Avisi Pashati, and then for himself and for the Kahanim, and then for himself and the Kahanim and all of Klal Yisrael, three different times. And each time we have the same Nusach in the Machzer, and each time it violates this principle. What is the pasuk? And the pasuk is recited often over Yom Kippur in Parshas Achrei Mos, Perek Dezayin, Pasuk Lamed, in the middle of page 7. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem l'taher eschem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titoru. That's the pasuk. Ki bayom hazeh on Yom Kippur, Baruch Hashem, we have such a gift called Yom Kippur. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us an opportunity. Itzuma shel yom is mechaper lechaper eschem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titoru. Now let's look at the machzor on the top of the page. V'kach haya emer ana Hashem. I just chose one of the three. I could have chosen all three or two out of the three. I chose the last one. Chotu avu pashul lufanecha am chabes Yisrael. Ana b'shem kaper no lachatoim lavanus v'lapshoim. Shechotu v'sha'avu v'shapashul lufanecha am chabes Yisrael. Kakosu b'soris moisha avdecho mipicho v'aydecho. Like it says in the Torah. What does it say in the Torah? Ki b'yom eze yechapar alechem l'tar eschem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem. Stop. Now we shift to the side stage. What's going on when the Kohen says Lefnei Hashem? So at that moment, when he says the Shem Hashem, so Zos Visin Va'Kohenim Va'Am Noimdim Ba'Zora Kshar Yushemim Es Hashem the Lefnei Hashem. When they heard that Hashem Anichbad Va'Nerem Meferish Yerzim Mipi Karen Gadol B'Kedusha B'Tara, so you should know when they heard that Shem from that pasuk being said by the Kohen Gadol, so hayu karmu mishtachav u'mumeidim v'neifnum al pneim v'ayimir baruch shem kvod malchusa lo olam vod v'af hu ayam ischavim ligmaras Hashem. He wanted to coordinate it that he should finish it k'neged ha'mavachim v'ayimir lohem titaru. So now I got to titaru. All this time I took a break. I'm in the middle of saying the pasuk, so the Kohen said the pasuk straight. But you should know that while he said the Shem, he stretched it out a little bit. Everybody did what to do. They had kavanas, he had kavanas. And then they all came back together again in the word Titor. Meanwhile, in the Machzor, I broke up the pasuk. It's very nice, very interesting, very important. You want me to know what was going on. Okay? But meanwhile, I violated Lechaira. I violated the integrity of the biblical text. The pasuk says Lefnei Hashem Titoru, and there's no in the pasuk Vadabashama Moshe Lemor Kishakayan Neimer Lefnei Hashem. So Vakayan Abavim, it's not in the Torah text. And here you break it up in the Chazar Sashatz. The Shaliach Tzibur breaks it up. Number 10, Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Number 10, Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. So we know that a Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Malchus Achronis and Shofros. We know that each one of them. For Malchus, Achronis, and Shofros, we mention 10 psukim. There's a whole Seder, 10 psukim, in the order in which we have them. And now, Vayedea, Vodecha, Neviim, Kasav, Lamar. And each of the psukim for Malchus has a theme of Malchus. Each of the 10 psukim for Achronis have Achronis, and the same thing for Shofros. Now, Vayedea, Vodecha, Neviim, Kasav, Lamar, when it comes to Shofros. So we have one pasuk from Navi, Kol Yeshve Sevel V'Shech Neoretz Kineson Eis Harim Tiru Cheskoya Shofar Tishmo. Very nice. I have a pasuk about Shofar. Then V'Nema, the next pasuk, V'Ay B'Yom Ahu Yitaka B'Shofar God Luvayev Dem, etc. Very nice. V'Nema, a third pasuk, V'Hashem Aleihem Yeroev V'Yotzo Chaborok Chitzo V'Hashem Elokim B'Shofar Yisko V'Holach B'Saros Teimon Hashem Tzvakos Yogan Aleihem. Kain Togain Alam Chisrael Bishloimach. Pasuk ends, our version of the pasuk in Shofros ends Hashem Tzvakos Yogan Aleihem, and then we tack on a brocha that Hashem Tzvakos Yogan Aleihem, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Megan on Am Chisrael. If you look in Zechariah, in Perek Tes, in Pasuk Yudalit, you have the whole pasuk. V'Hashem Aleihem Yeroev Yotzach Habarach Chitzo V'Hashem Elokim B'Shofar Yisko V'Aloch B'Saros Teimon Hashem Tzvakos Yogan Aleihem V'Ochlu V'Kavtsu. And I raise this question not only in the context of Torah, because you'll say, well, it's Kol Psukei Delo Paskei Moshe Anlan Lo Paskinan, but maybe if it's not Torah, maybe it's Nevi'im U'Ksuvim, there's a different principle, maybe it doesn't apply, but we'll see shortly that it applies there too. So now we just kalya gemacht the pasuk in Zechariah eingewurzelt into the 10 psukim that we say in Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Next, the bris number 11. There are about many. Number 11, a bris. What do we say by a bris? We start to bring in the baby, very nice. The male, in some cases, says, Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyim, bottom right, page 7. The male says, Ashrei tivchar sukarev yishkoin chatzei recho. And the call says, Nisba v'tu v'secho, kidoi sheicho lecho. Turns out that it's all one pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Samachay, pasuk hey, Asher tivchar sukarev yishkoin chatzei recho. And there are many more examples, and so the question is, it seems to be a principle that's violated more often than it's maintained, or it's certainly violated very often. So do we just simply say ice principle, or do we try to ratavid the principle? So I want to take a few examples to see how this has worked out, and it's we'll take a poll about what you do in your own homes. Let's start with Friday night Kiddush. Friday night Kiddush is a big deal. So it turns out that originally Friday night Kiddush began with Vayichulu. The earliest Makaris that we have for Friday night Kiddush, Shtalze Chavek, you pick up the wine, you start Vayichulu, that's where you start. That's in the Seder of Amram Gon, top of page 8. Two lines from the bottom. Oimer vayechulu kol haparsha mevarech ber priagofenim yesh layayin v'achar kach mevarech al hayom yisei kiddush hayom baruch ata Hashem alakenu malcholam asher kidshanu mitzvos v'tzuvanu. We start Oimer. Hi, I'm home from shul. It's so nice to see you. It's what a beautiful Shabbos. We welcome all of our wonderful guests. We're now ready to recite the Kiddush. Vayechulu. That's how it starts. In the Sefer HaRokeach, lived a couple hundred years later in Ashkenaz, Rabbi Elazar Bala Rokeach, Umekadesh, in the Seder HaSeuda V'Kiddush on Shabbos, Umekadesh Vayechulu HaShemayim, Ad Asher Bar Elokim Lasos, Bar Pri HaGofen, Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvos V'Ratzava. The earliest Makaris that we have, till, you know, in our Shalshela Samasari, it's almost postmodern, we start with Vayechulu. Now, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, by the time we come to the Ramah, we are already adding. Now, I don't know exactly the first one who said this. I wasn't able to trace Mamish every single Sefer, but certainly by the time we come to the Ramah is in the 16th century, the Ramah says as follows. This is in Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Ayin Aleph, in if you the Chabad talks about being Mekadesh al Kais Mole, and then the Ramah says Vaomer Vayechulu Meumad. The Mechaber says Vaomer Vayechulu Meumad VaAchar Kach Bor Pri Agofen VaAchar Kach Kiddush Haga VeYuchal Lamod B'Shas HaKiddush VeYoser Tov Leishev VeNoagim Leishev Af b'sha'a she'omer vayechulu, rak hishemaschilim omdim k'tzas l'chavod Hashem, ki maschilin yom hashishi vayechulu ha'shamayim, v'nirmaz Hashem b'rashitavis. So by the time we come to the Ramah, there's already a minig Yisrael, and again, I'm not saying the Ramah is the first one. I would be surprised if the Ramah was machadish this right here. That this, at some point in Minig Ashkenaz, there's developed. No, you're not going to start from Vayechulu HaShemayim. You're going to start from Yom HaShishi. Why? Because the Rosh HaTevis, Yom HaShishi, Vayechulu HaShemayim, is Yudkei Vavkei. So you want to start the Kiddush with Yudkei Vavkei. The Rosh HaTevis are Nirmazim, the Shem Hashem. So even if you're sick for Kiddush, but you sort of crank yourself up for Yom HaShishi Vayechulu HaShemayim L'Zecher the Rosh HaTevis for the Shem Hashem. If you look at the Magen Avram, Magen Avram says another reason why we add two words of Yom HaShishi at the beginning of Kiddush, V'od L'Hashlem Ayin Beis Tei B'Shebe Kiddush. So now we're in an area that is totally beyond my knowledge. The Ayin Beis is Ayin Beis Shemis, Ayin Beis Oisius, Alpi Kabbalah. Ayin Beis is very significant. So if you count the words in the Kiddush, you need to add the two of Yom HaShish to make up the 72. Lefize Ein Leimar, Kivono Vacharta Vaisanu Kadashta Mekala Amim. You have to take that out in order to maintain the integrity of the 72. They start with Vayechulu. What are you going to do? You need 72. So it's 70 words, but Zochar v'Shomer Angishtik of it. So we count, that counts for two, Zochar v'Shomer plus the 70. So now by the time we come to the Ramah, we have a minig to add Yom HaShishi v'Yechul HaShomer, and he says Beferish. Why? Because we want to invoke Rashi Tevis of the Shem Hashem. If you look at the Levush, who was a contemporary, top of page 9, was a contemporary of the Ramah, the Levush also wrote a Shulchan Aruch. The Levush, the Ramah, and the Mechaber pretty much lived around the same time. And in the Hakadama to the Levush, it's a tragedy. It's very sad. The Levush writes that I wanted to write a Shulchan Aruch, but then Semegavar Finster in the Eigen, because I realized that Yosef Karo wrote a Shulchan Aruch, and Arangavar from Moshe Isselis wrote a Shulchan Aruch, so I'm finished. I'm Ichben Agarnish compared to these two Gedali Yisrael, who's going to read my book? So he felt like he was outboxed. Here he spent 20 years writing a Sefer, and then he got the rug pulled out because these other great people got out before he did. So we have the Levush. He continued to write the Levush. He published the Levush. But whoever reads, who learns the Levush today? We don't look at the Levush. We never heard of the Levush. What was the Levush's name? His mother didn't say Levushala. Kumaher Levushala, did you wash behind the ears last night? Take out the garbage, Levushala. We don't even know his name. Do you know his name? I hope you know his name. His name was Reb Mordche. Reb Mordche Yafa, Veliyit. But Nebuch, he was totally eclipsed. But the Helig Levush, I want to give chizuk to the Helig Levush. For Kavod Hashana Rabbah, we should have a bizoicha for a Gemar Din of Mesikus. Says the Levush in Hilchah Shabbos, where the arrows, 5-6 lines from the bottom. Ukishemaschil, when you start Kiddush, Shamati sheyaschil belachash lomar, vayehi erev, vayehi voker, vaacharkach yaschil, Bekol Ram Yom Hashishi VaYechulo Hashamayim Shehu Rashi Tevis Hashem Shalarva. Now we come to the Levush. Levush now pushes it back. It's not just Angelek Yom Hashishi Lekayim Rashi Tevis of Avaya, but now we're going to start with VaYehi Erev VaYivaker Yom Hashishi. But VaYerev VaYivaker Yom Hashishi, we're going to say softly, and we're going to say VaYerev VaYivaker, we're going to say softly Yom Hashishi VaYechulo Hashamayim. We're going to say out loud because it's one unit. It's a Rosh Tevis of the Shem Hashem. Ube'esh she'yemer oysam dala tevos, she'yesh b'rosham Hashem, yamod l'chvoyde yisparach, v'acharkach yeshe v'yigmar ha'kiddush, like we saw already in the Ramah, when you say that, you stand and the rest you sit. Now, let's go, the most famous text on this is a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. If you look at on page 10, in Or HaChaim Tshuva Yud, this is the most famous central rabbinic text on the issue of the Friday night Kiddush. So the Chasam Sofer writes a letter to his two brothers-in-law. One is Reb Mordechai Zev, and the other one is Reb Yosef Shol. Beidus al Habn Lichtig and Ganedens, Vayli Yidin Mistam. To Trey Gisi writes a letter. And he writes that a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, second line, next paragraph. We went to Sudas Mitzvah. And I said over a vort at that Masiba, B'shei Mechutani, Harav Merena Rabbi Yosef Lehman, Zatzalmi Amsterdam. I said over a teretz to a Rashbis Kashim Brachas on the Sugya of Kol Psuke de Leipaska Mesha Nan Leipaski. And he works through the Rashba, the Gemara, the Rashba, the Kasha, the Teretz. Now, Visham Dibarno, last paragraph. I'm a retchain from Kol Psukah de Leipaska Mesha to frame for the Rashba and Brachas. V'shem dibanu gam kein, while we're at it, at this party, at this mesida 2 weeks ago, v'shem dibanu gam kein, sheyesh mefak pekim, al ma shenoigim lahaschol kiddush leil Shabbos kiddush, b'vayi'era v'ayverke yom ha-shishi, if the rule of v'emtza pasuk, there are some people who have a problem with it. L'maisim yikar adin, that's the way it always was, we should start with v'yichu. At some point, there's a ranga krach in yom ha-shishi, and at some point, there's a ranga krach in v'yera v'yverke yom ha-shishi, v'umigitz ha-chadrei, yesh mefak pekim, because we're violating the principle of how can you start in the middle of a pasuk. V'amarti liyashiv ha-minog, said the Chassam Sofer, ki b'ritzoynam lahaschil yom ha-shishi, the reason why they wanted to start Yom Hashishi, Mibnei Tzira, Shema Vayesha, Bereshit Tevis, Yom Hashishi, Vayechulu HaShamayim. So I understand why they wanted to start Yom Hashishi, because they wanted to begin by invoking a hint to the divine name, to the Shem Havaya. So I want to start with Yom Hashishi. I can't start with Yom Hashishi. V'leinochen haschel Yom Hashishi, she'ein bei mashmo shel klum. Yom Hashishi, Vayechulu HaShamayim. It's gibberish. It doesn't make any sense. The sixth day, and God rested. God didn't rest on the sixth day. God rested after the sixth day. What does it mean? Pashit pshat makes no sense to say, Yom HaShishi V'Yechul HaShemayim. So therefore, V'alkein Litzroi V'Yer V'Yverke Yom HaShishi. In order to make it intelligible, they said, V'Yer V'Yverke, let's put to bed Yen a day. V'Yer V'Yverke Yom HaShishi V'Yechul HaShemayim. So I have the Yom HaShishi because I want the Rosh HaTevis. I have the Vayera V'Ayverka to make sense out of the Yom HaShishi. So now, Matayma, what are you going to do? Hoya L'Haschil, really what you should have done, says the Chassam Sofer, is go all the way. What is all the way? Vayera L'Kim Eskol Asher Asav V'Hinei Toiv Ma'od Vayera V'Ayverka Yom HaShishi V'Yechul HaShem. That's what I should have done. Really what I should have done, he says, Matayma, Hoya L'Haschil T'chila Sakra. No, that's not an option. Why is that not an option? Because the Medrash says, and it's a very complicated Medrash, a very difficult Medrash, the Medrash says that Toiv Ma'oid, when the Pasuk says Toiv Ma'oid, it's Maves. That Toiv Ma'oid refers to death. I don't understand Pshat in the Medrash, certainly not for now. So I don't want to say, says the Chassam Sofer. But I have to remind myself of death. Hi everybody, I'm out from shul. It's a beautiful Shabbos. Welcome all the guests. We're dying. I don't want to talk about death. So I don't want to say the pasuk of Vayar Lekim Eskol Asher Asav Vihine Toiv Ma'oid, because I don't want to invoke. I know Yena Medrash, and I don't want to remind myself of Yena Medrash. V'hashta delay efshar ba'ifen acher shorei lemif sakra kach nira laniyas daiti liyashiv aminim. So now we're back to the heter of the Gemara in Megillah. You remember the heter in the Gemara in the Megillah? But Rab Chanina Kara got a heter, but the Tinoikis delay efshar. That was the problem with not being able to be. Shmuel said, you're posek. You do break it because it's delay efshar. Zokta Chassam Sofer, what am I going to do? I can't do the whole pasuk. I don't want to just start with Yom HaShishi because it doesn't make sense. I want to start with Yom HaShishi because it's Shem Havaya. So now I go back, I'm stuck by Yerav HaVerka, that's it. Now, in the Siddur in the Oitzer HaTfilis, there's a very famous two-volume Oitzer HaTfilis Siddur, that's Mamish Oitzer HaTfilis. He has a very beautiful pshad in Kol Mekadosh, in the Zemer of Shabbos in Kol Mekadosh. Kol Mekadosh Shivi Karoyle, what do we say on Friday night? We sing a Zemer, Kol Mekadosh, bottom left. Zichru Toiras Moshe b'mitzvah Shabbos Gerusa. Right, you say Kol Mekadosh, it's not alien to you, the Zmiris of Kol Mekadosh. Zichru, we all have different tunes. You'll sing your own tune on your own time. Zichru Toiras Moshe b'mitzvah Shabbos Gerusa. We want to remember the Toiras Moshe, which explained and expounded and developed the mitzvah of Shabbos. Charusa liyom hashvi, that the seventh day is engraved, kechala bein reyasem ishubatzah, it's bedecked like a kala. Tahurim yirashua v'ikachua b'mama kol asher asa. The heiliger ones, the pure ones, bequeath it, pass it on from generation to generation, and they're makadosh it by saying b'mamar fal asher rasa v'yachalu lakim b'yam ashvi malachta asher rasa zokt the mechaber of the Seder writes about Tfilis. This is a smach for the minig to start Kiddush Friday night, not like the Chassam Sefer. Start the Kiddush Friday night. Vayar alakim esed alashasa v'hine toiv ma'od vayar vayvayker, and that's how we the Tahirim are mekadosh Shabbos by saying kol asher rasa. Where am I saying kol asher rasa? Vayar alakim es kol asher rasa v'hine toiv ma'od. And at the top of the page, I Xeroxed the whole Eitzer Atfilis, and you can read it on your own, and that's what he says. The last source that I want to show you is from Nefesh HaRav, from Rav Shechter, on the Minig of Rav Soloveitchik. So far we have Me'etzem, Me'ikar Adinit Svayachulu, they added Yer Mashishi for the Rosh HaTevis, they added Vayera Vayverka Yer Mashishi, so it should be intelligible. Chassam Sofer raised the possibility of saying the whole pasuk. Chassam Sofer rejected it because Toiv Ma'ed is Mavas. The Eitzer Atfilis says, we say, what else is Pshat in Kol Mekadosh? The Mamar Kol Asher Asa. Where else is there a Mamar of Kol Asher Asa? Must be that that's what they said. That was their minig. So in Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter says the following, top of page 11. A Paiski Me'iru Al Kach She'esh Ba'aya. But Mashanu and Maschilim Leimer Asakiddush on Friday night from Vayer Vayverki Yom Hashishi. After all, the Chol Pesukei, the Lepaskim Mashanan Lepaskin. Rabbeinu Siper, and the Rav once said that one Talmud Chacham once wanted to be Matir saying Vayer Vayverker, because the Gemara says, as we saw, that for a Tzorech Gadol, it's okay to do that. And what's the Tzorech Gadol here when it comes to not saying Vayalakim Eskolasha Savini Tav Miyad? The Tzorech Gadol is because the Medrash says that Toiv Ma'id is Maves, and you don't want to invoke Maves, so there's a Tzorech Gadol. What am I going to do? I'm stuck. I have to start from Vayer Vayverki Yamashishi. And in fact, parenthesis, that's Mamash, but the Chassam Sofer said why we don't want to say Vayalakim Eskolasha Savini. V'Rabbeinu Tzochak Mizeh. The Rav started laughing. Well, you're hacking me a chinek with Maves, with the Toiv Ma'id is Maves. It didn't fit his religious ontology. It didn't fit into his, that this is an issue. Uma'oid lo hoya nicha le besvarazu, valkein omar, shedarko hoya lahak bedlemer belachash, mitchilas haposik, v'yar lukim eskola sherasa v'nitav mir. So according to Rav Shechter, the minig of the Rav was to start. Keeping with the, as you now see, the slowly developing minhag Ashkenaz, not just to be satisfied with Vayechulu, but to push it back a little bit for all kinds of other reasons. Now let's go to Kiddush Shabbos morning. What was the problem with Kiddush Shabbos morning? Al kein beirach Hashem es yom Shabbos veikad es yom al kein beirach. I don't say it, so I don't know it by heart. Al kein beirach Hashem es yom Shabbos veikad shei. So the Mechaber Paskins, middle of page 11, Seder Seuda Shachris Shel Shabbos Yeh Shulchan Aruch. Umita metzuas, mutzaas, yofe, umapa prusa, kimobis udas halayl. Everything should be set, everything should be ready. Vivarach alayam ber priagafen, vunik rakadusharab. Machaber says, Kiddush Shabbos morning, ber priagafen. Like the Gemara Kuvav, Amid Aleph, in Arvei Psachim, that's it. Mishnah Brura says, in Sifkotten days, vivarach, viesh noagin, liftoach, Mitchila pasuk v'shamu b'nei Yisrael. Oh, zochras yom haShabbos ad v'yekad shehu. There are people who have a minig to start shomar the paragraph or zochar the paragraph v'yesh me hahamon. As soon as he says v'yesh me hahamon, you know you're in trouble. He's the hamon, the hoy poloi. That's not gahay b'nei olam, the shein of v'yli yidin. V'yesh me ha-hamon she-poschen me-al-kem berach. Hu shelo kedinhu. Can't start with just. If you want to start the whole parsha, the vakasha, you want to start with al-kem berach, it's not an option. Shelo kedinhu, d'chol psuka, d'le-paske meisha, anan le-paske. So the Mishnah Berurah summarily rejects al-kem berach as an option, because it's in the middle of a pasuk, it violates our principle. The Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Pei Tes tries to ratav the minig of Al-Kain Beirach. Basically, he says the reason why we start psukim before Kiddush is for the sake of kavod hayom, he calls it, to be mechabed the day, to build up the uniqueness of the day. I mean, if I wanted to drink wine on Tuesday night, I'd also make a bracha ber pri agafen. So it's not like it's a chashav ezach in and of itself. If you want to give chashivas to the day, so the ber pri agafen alone isn't going to cut it. If I had it for breakfast on Thursday, I'd also make a bracha ber pri agafen. So you want to add psukim in order to make it something lekavid the day. The ikar of the kiddush in the morning is because of kavid. And in order to give it an extra chashivas, so you don't just want to make the bracha. And therefore he says, 7-8 lines from the bottom, at the beginning of the line, V'yesha maschilin al-kein beirach, im kihu be'emtza ha-posuk, de'ein kavonoson l'ha-posuk, elo l'haktim dvar. The principle here is not, I'm not interested in invoking the posuk. If I'm interested in invoking the posuk, so the posuk has to have integrity. I'm not interested in invoking the pasuk. I'm interested in using biblical language to give cover to the day. So to use biblical language to give cover to the day, so therefore I could do it even if it is al-kein beirach. The most principled rabbinic text on Shabbos morning Kiddush is the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, the Maharam Shik. If you turn to page 12, the Maharam Shik struggles with this question. The Ram Shik was the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. He was a Hungarian. huge Lamdan. Eure Chaim Simon Kuf Chaf Dalet. Umikoidem Oshiv Lo. On the right hand side of page 12. Umikoidem Oshiv Lo. Amashe Shoal Alamina. The Messiahim Bekedusha Shabbata Alkem Beirach. Ha Zeino Has Chola Sakra. V'aklal asher biyadeinu, kol psuka de lo paske Moshe, anan lo paskinan lei. How can you do it? U'bishloma al kra da omrim u'maschilim b'kiddush halaylo, v'ayere v'ayivoker lo kosher Friday night already by now. By the time we come to the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, Friday night has already been dispensed with. Friday night is already taken care of. After all, k'meshekosu k'far bal Chasam Sofer zatzal, b'tshuva yud ba'ir ha'chayim, d'shar mi'efshar b'inyan achar ayin sham. We just saw that tshuva. So the Chasam Sofer took care of Friday night. V'rak al-kra da'al-kein beirach lo kosav sham tam. But I went to the Chasam Sofer and I looked again, and he doesn't deal with Shabbos morning. The whole, I Xerox for you, the whole tshuva of Simon Yud and Ir ha'chayim, and he doesn't touch Shabbos morning. So now we got a problem. U'be'emes ha'olam noyagin kein. V'chein ra'isi me'rabosai me'rabonan k'shishoi v'yli yidin find a tamidah chachamim. They start with al-kein beirach. And my Rebbe left us bereft. He didn't address it. We got a problem. V'ani amarti, skip a few lines. The zeh ha'klal, he says a chiddush. Zot te'hilig amar ramshik. V'ani amarti, the zeh ha'klal, the kol posuk de lo paske Moshe. Zehu dafka imrotza lomer hakra b'diyuk. Again, an issue of saying the text, the verse, the pasuk clearly. If there's an inyan in the pasuk, mishum ezechiyuv or drasha or the tzarech loze ha'inyan v'chadome, avel lemomer rak b'derech tzachos. If I'm only saying it because I want like nice language, I want flowery language, I want poetic language. I'm not saying it as a kiyum in the pasuk. I'm saying it because I want nice words to be able to say to express how much I love Shabbos. So there it's okay. There it's not a problem. And he brings a raya from the left side in Yeridei and Hilchos Sefer Torah. The Mechaber paskins in Reish Pei Dalet in Yeridei and Hilchos Sefer Torah. Seif Beis, Aser Lichtov Gimel Tevos Mi Pasuk Below Shirtut. If you want to write a pasuk, you have to have Shirtut. Shirtut means you have to score lines in the parchment. Right? If you open up a Sefer Torah, you'll see that there are lines across, like eingekritzt into the parchment, and you need to do that in order to be able to write. Mihu, continues the Mechaber, Be'igera Shlumim, Mutter Lichtu Vafilo Kamo Tevos Mea Pasuk, L'davar Tzachos, or L'daber Tzachos. For the sake of Tzachos, it's not a din in the Pasuk. I'm not writing a Pasuk. I want to write a letter. So I've been a yeshiva sherman, so I write a letter with rabbinic phrases, with biblical phrases. So there, Derech Tzachos, it's not a din in the Pasuk, it's a din in the nice language. So just like over there, says the Maram Shik, you don't have to be Mekayim, the obligation of Shirtut, of scoring the lines, because Tzachos is different than Pasuk. So here too, Alkein Beirach is said, B'loshen Tzachos, and not M'loshen Pasuk. V'kiven, last paragraph, Shehu Rak Amiras His'oirus. I'm only doing it for His'oirus. Alkein Beirach Hashem, what a beautiful thing. V'ayim Raisa B'loshen Tzachos, K'loshen Hakra. Ze vaday mutter, as the other part of the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer says. There was one other rationale that I found in the case of Shabbos morning, and that comes from the Sefer Nefesh Chaya, bottom left of the page, by Rav Ruvein Margolius, which is quoted in volume 2 of Professor Sperber's Minhagei Yisrael. I didn't find the original Sefer, I didn't have a chance to look for it. So he has a different approach. Nira, bottom left, page 12. The Hainu, Shalei Paskinan. When do we say the principle of Kol Psuke de Le Paskin Moshe Anan Le Paskinan? In Maschil Lomer Pasuk, Tzorech Ligmar Oso Velo Lahafsik Be'enza. It only applies as if you start at the beginning, you have to finish all the way to the end. Ava Lahaschil, but if you want to start in the middle, then it's not a problem. The problem is only starting at the beginning, then you have to be complete. If you start in the middle, Ava lahaschil muter gam be'emtza pasuk. V'yunach bazeh asher be'eskadeh shayom b'leil Shabbos, maschil in yom ha-shishi v'yechulu ha-shamayim. Ba'od she'apasha maschilo v'yechulu ha-shamayim. There's no problem Friday night. The problem would only be if I start v'yaro l'kim eskol asher asa, then I have to finish. But to start in the middle, not a problem. Friday night, no problem. Shabbos morning, no problem. I'm starting Alkein Beirach. I'm starting in the middle. The problem is to have the integrity if you start at the beginning, but not if you start at the middle. And he quotes the Chasam Sofer, and he quotes the Maharam Shik, and he says what he says, and this is how he answers two other issues that I didn't even raise. And that is the Mevi Bikurim starts Higadati, which is in the middle of a pasuk. Tfila Katsara Havinenu begins Hosha Hashem Esamcha, which is in the middle of a pasuk. He says when it comes to the middle of a pasuk, it's not a problem. I just want to wrap up with a few more examples. One example is the Sheish Zechiros. There's the bottom of page 13, the Tshuvas of the Marsham. Raises the issue, you know, some people have a minig to say Sheish Zechiros every day. And the first one on the bottom right, page 13, is Laman Tiskar Esiyam Tzeitzcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, which is in the middle of a pasuk, which is also a problem that he raises. And let's go and finish up with Rav Soloveitchik on the second half of page 14. One issue that I mentioned to you, so we basically spent most of the shiur dealing with the Friday night Kiddush and with the Shabbos morning Kiddush. I raised 9 other examples. One of them was the issue of Hagbah. B'shas Hagbah Sasefer, again, Nefesh HaRav, Noagin Loma V'zos HaTorah, Kfar Nesor B'zeh Agon Reb Chaim Yivaloshin, She'al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe, Zer Rak Chatzi Pasuk, V'yesh Ba'ami Rosso Mishum Kol Psukah D'lo Paskei Moshe. For Rabbeinu Omar, She'hu Nizhar B'zeh, Shelo lomar kaminaga olam. The Rav Taka didn't say al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. Reb Chaim Volozhiner was already on to the fact that it's not a whole pasuk. Out of the Siddur, he doesn't say it. The last example of the Choros and Vayivarech David. One of the examples I showed you is we say Vayivarech David, Neman lefanecha, V'choros maya bris, it's all one pasuk. Ayim magen Avram, de'esh halacha, de'kol psuka, de'lo paskim ha'shan ha'lo paskina. V'im nitval she'din zeh noeg af b'nevi'im u'ksuvim, and I mentioned that to you earlier, very briefly. It's not only a din in Psuke de Le Paske Moshe, but it's also halachically applied to Nevi'im and Ksuvim also. If that's the case, Tzarechian, Heich Mafsikim Biyom Hamila Be'emtza HaPsukim Shel V'choros Amei Bris. So either, you know that there's a minute by the, if there's a bris, I don't know, in the shul, with the mayel on the day of the bris, says, it's like responsive reading, but you don't repeat what the mayel says. The mayel says, you say, the mayel says, you say, and you end up in Gansen Geharget, totally destroying all of those psukim. Nobody's saying a whole pasuk. No, you threw as Yashir, they're not saying whole psukim. And every day we stop right before V'choros Amei Bris. V'aminig b'yeshivas Rambam in the Maimonides school in Boston, and this is true, so I lived there for a number of years, and that was what we did. The minig was she'ashaliach tzibur k'shiyegia l'sofa yivarech David lo haya omer matzasas levavo nem lefanecha b'kol ram. The shliach tzibur never would lazais matzasas levavo nem lefanecha. He'd start with vayivarech David and he'd go all the way through, all the way until the end. Lo haya mamtin at she'yegia l'pasek v'esaretfei mishlachtib min tzaylois k'mayevim b'mayim asim. Ki b'derech klal k'she'ashat omer b'kol ram u'matzasas levavo, and he stops, Dover Zegorim Oshahu Yafsig Bam Tzahapasuk, because he stops before he says Vacharos, Oshahatsibur Yafsigu Bam Tzahapasuk, Al Yede Mashi Yamtinu Bado. And that is not appropriate, because Kopsuke de Lo Paske Moshe and Lan Lo Paskina. And I want to conclude with a really a far out example of this, how the Rav was so makbid in the next of the last entry here on page 14 about an article. When the Rav wrote an article, and the typesetter, take a look. Rabbeinu Siper Lanu, Shepam Mosa Mamar Bechsav Yad Litfus, Ladfis, Ukashekibul Bechazor Mehamadpis Mesagilionus, when he got the galleys back from his article. So when you write an article, the right thing is the publisher sends you back after it's typeset, you should go over it one last time to make sure that there aren't any mistakes. He found that a number of places, when he quoted a part of a pasuk in his article, Kosav Acharkach Vegomer, he quoted a part of the pasuk and he wrote Vav Gimel Vav. But the publisher wanted to make it modern. So you know that the modern way of doing this is you put three dots after the words. The three dots indicates that something is missing. So instead of the Vegomer, Vamatisim Ratzel Lissadru Besignum Psas Yosem Moderni, so they took out the Vegomer and they put four dots to show that something is missing. And the Rav was very upset. The Rav said, Verabeno Ama Shehit Bid Bozeh, the Behavoas Chatzi Pasuk, Yesh Bozeh Ba'ayam Mishum Kol Psukid Delay Paskim Mosh, even in an article. This is not a ritual recitation. I'm not davening it, I'm not saying it. Even in an article, if I quote a chatzi pasuk, I got a problem. Lefichach, therefore, you have to add the vegeimer, because the vegeimer, in a sense, finishes up the pasuk, and the dots ahin, dots morgen, dots nechten, the dots don't help me. You have to add the vegeimer. Ad kedei kach was this an issue for him? So, to conclude, I think it's an important issue. It's an interesting issue. It shows how careful we have to be now that we're finishing Torah Shebichsav and Mirtz Hashem starting again Torah Shebichsav, that this is the words of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what we live off. This is the core crux of our lives, and we need to treat it with absolute care and consistency, not to violate Chas V'Shalom Eki Huzeh in the text of the Torah that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave to Moshe. I wish you all a good Gebench Dior and a Freilich in Yom.
too.
I don't know.